Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Trusted Friend Podcast, a place where women share their stories to help inspire, inform, motivate, empower, so you don't feel so alone in your journey. I'm Lisa Helton, your host, and today we have a special announcement for our listeners in the Calgary area. Are you ready to connect, celebrate, and be inspired? I'm thrilled to share that we'll be hosting the first annual Besties Brunch on Saturday, May 11th, and you're all invited. Join us for a day of delicious food, heart-to-heart conversations with your girlfriends, and the opportunity to make new connections. Our keynote speaker for this special event will be the incredible Elaine Hartrick, who shared her inspiring story in episode 4 and 5 and has recently released her book, 10,000 Hours of Fear, which is receiving rave reviews on Amazon. But that's not all. We also have some of our previous podcast guests on hand for a question and answer session, along with fantastic swag bags, exciting door prizes, music, and much more. So whether you're looking to network, gain insights, or simply enjoy a lovely brunch with like-minded individuals, this event is for you. Tickets for the Besties Brunch are available now on Eventbrite. Just search the word Besties to secure your spot for a day of empowerment, connection, and fun. And don't miss the opportunity to join us in a celebration of friendship, growth, and incredible stories that inspire us. If you wish to sponsor or contribute to door prizes or anything like that, feel free to reach out to me by email. Share at thetrustedfriend.ca. Now, this week's episode, have you ever wondered what it would be like to be part of the red carpet, glitz, and glam of meeting celebrities? Kaylee, having walked the glamorous halls of Hollywood as a 2-time Emmy Award-winning celebrity news reporter with Entertainment Tonight, only to take courage and forge a new path as the founder of Uplevel Agency. From the star-studded events of the Oscars and the Grammys to the boardrooms where she now empowers aspiring founders, CEOs, and authors to make their mark, this is a story of reinvention, self-discovery, and the belief that every dream is within us. Whether you're chasing your own dreams or simply seeking a dose of motivation, today's episode of the Trusted Friend Podcast is sure to leave you feeling uplifted and empowered. I'm your host, Lisa Helton, and you're listening to Famous to Founder with Kaylee Hamilton.
Lisa, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm so excited to connect with you, and I really appreciate this podcast that you have and this platform. My name is Kaylee Hamilton. I own Uplevel Agency, which is a PR agency. I'm 33, grew up in Colorado, lived in Los Angeles for 9+ years, and now travel around nomadically with my fiance. And yeah, growing up in Colorado, I was very shy girl, oldest daughter in the family. And just for some reason, I had a lot of insecurities around, I don't know, myself and trying to have confidence. I always really admired the kids in school who were like raising their hands and super outgoing and speaking up. I was never one to do that ever. I was just like painfully shy. It was interesting that I think that was my mom's personality when she was growing up. But then on the contrast, my dad is the opposite. He's very outgoing, loud, funny, hilarious, like life of the party. So it's interesting growing up with those two like contrasting personalities, but I definitely got like more of my mom's personality. And on the other hand, something that I just loved and was obsessed with my whole life because of both my parents and even my grandma, everyone, a lot of people in my family were very much into Hollywood and entertainment industry. And a lot of people in my family, like people on my grandparents' side, my grandpa, his brothers and sisters, there's a lot of people from my family who worked in the industry back in like the 1940s. There's so many cool stories back then. And so I grew up watching Entertainment Tonight every night after dinner with my mom, reading Us Weekly magazine, all the things. And I was just really mesmerized by it. Obviously like the glitz and glam of Hollywood, but beyond that, I never wanted to be the singer. I never wanted to be the actress. I didn't necessarily want to be the person on stage doing the thing. I wanted to be the person interviewing those people. I was like, I just want to know who these people are. Who's the human behind the character that all of these people represent? And who are these people that the world just admires and everybody knows? I was so curious about those people. So I grew up obsessed with all things celebrity news. Growing up in Colorado, I was always the girl in high school. If any news, celebrity news thing happened, people would come to me and be like, "Kaylee, what's going on here? Did you hear about this?" But it was interesting because I still always struggled with being so shy and insecure. I'm like, how am I going to be the person on these like huge red carpets with flashing lights and like yelling photographers. How am I supposed to be that person who can get the interview, even have the confidence to talk to these celebrities who I've adored my whole life? It all just sounds so incredibly intimidating and scary. But there was like the other side of me where I was like, can feel deep down intuitively that I am meant to do this dream job. And I am just going to shut the door on as much as I can on those thoughts that keep creeping up, telling me that I can't because of this built up identity that I have, that I'm shy and insecure and can't do it. So I don't know what got into me, but thankfully I just didn't allow it. And I thought about redefining my identity and telling myself, no, like, this is what I want to do. I can do it. So I went to college in San Diego, and then I ended up through just family friends. Actually, my mom's best friend worked in the industry as well, and she ended up helping me get an internship at Entertainment Tonight, of all places. And so I got an internship there. I was like so beyond nervous. I suffer from such nervousness. It's like almost debilitating. But just walking into those offices for the first time and like seeing the hosts, hosting the show, putting it together, seeing how it all worked, I was just blown away, mesmerized. And then at the end of that internship, I worked my first real red carpet, just behind the scenes, taking notes as the intern. And after that day, it was just, that was like the validation and the experience that I needed to realize, yes, this is it. I feel so at home. I feel like this is where I'm meant to be. I have to lean into this. And again, not give in to my insecurities. So one more year of college, I ended up getting hired full-time at Entertainment Tonight, worked there for a handful of years, and then worked at Us Weekly magazine for a handful of years as a reporter, producer. I ended up being the one interviewing the celebrities on the red carpets. And no matter how many red carpets went by, I never got over the nervousness. I think it takes a lot of self-reflection and self-awareness to figure out, what are these triggers that are making me mentally react, physically react, and how do I fix that and mitigate that? And I think literally to this recently, I realized how to do that, which are multiple things. But back then, interviewing celebrities, I would just get over the nervousness. I would basically just push myself off the diving board, close my eyes and do it. And even though it ended up being fine and great, and I did a really good job getting the sound bites, interviewing the celebrities, it all went fantastic. It goes back to that deep down subconscious thing that's just in you that just gets triggered every single time. And it does take the work to get really deep in there to rewrite those stories. And that's something that I've been working on for a handful of years now. But something that I wish that I started working on sooner throughout my 20s.
Well, it sounds like your curiosity pushed you through too. You're really curious. But it's next level than acting and or what they do, because you're on the spot doing it. I think it would be way more nerve-wracking because you don't even know the response you're going to get. So everything is unknown, right?
Yeah, it's so unknown. And that's what's really special about pushing yourself outside your comfort zone into the unknown, because you have to trust yourself as much as you can, but also you're like, I have no idea what's going to happen in this scenario. And then when you get through those scenarios, and if I got weird answers to questions, or I wasn't able to grab that celebrity that we really needed, or if a different celebrity shows up on the red carpet and I don't have questions prepared for them, I got thrown into all those scenarios and I overcame them and did it with grace. And I did a really good job. And after the fact, it's like I would black out and then come to. And after the fact, I'm like, oh my gosh, I did that. I actually did a good job. And it pushes you to discover new parts of yourself that you don't even realize, like how much resilience and just how much we have inside of us. There's so much more than we even allow ourselves to realize because we don't put ourselves in those comfortable situations.
Yeah, it's a lot of retraining the brain of getting rid of those negative thoughts. It just automatically goes to the negative.
I know. It's just like a natural human condition. And so the sooner that you realize that's just inherently in you, the sooner you can become aware, zoom out and realize, oh, my thoughts are going negative right now. How do I at least like bounce back from that and shut those off And then once you start to train that, it's okay. Now let's like pivot them into more positive. And you're right. It does take work and it takes awareness, which, yeah, it's important.
Did you have any funny interviews or things that kind of like bloopers for moments that you want to share? That's always curious because you see everyone on the red carpet, you see the final edit, obviously, and all that, but you don't know all the behind the scenes.
Totally. I have two stories. One is with, okay, so it was a huge red carpet on Hollywood Boulevard, and it was in the middle of the summer, and it was an overly hot day, like hotter than normal, and we were outside. So many people, everyone was really hot. It was like the sun was beating down on everyone. And at Entertainment Tonight, they are the biggest news entertainment show there is. And so they are always first on the red carpet. So when I'm working those interviews, I'm the very first person out of all the reporters to start the interviews. And so I have it again, another uncertainty thing. I have no idea who's coming. I can't look down the carpet and be like, okay, this celebrity's coming, this celebrity. There's like, it's just they have arrived and they come to you first. And so all of these celebrities started arriving at the same time. And I needed to get the interview with this one and then make sure I grabbed it with this one. It's so much pressure. And then I started interviewing this one actor in the movie, and he was there with his pregnant wife. And I think he maybe had been like a little worried about her in the heat. And it was just, the energy was just a little bit off. And with these interviews, sometimes we have to ask questions that will elicit some sort of headline based on the news cycle. So sometimes we want to get celebrities' reactions on another news story or something. And those are not my favorite questions to ask, but I knew that if I didn't ask it, my boss would not be happy. So I had to ask this kind of silly kind of question, and it really did not make him happy. And so me, this like really young, shy girl, just asked the question, and he basically like completely shut it down and was like, nope, and just walked away, yelled no in my face. And in hindsight, it wasn't the biggest deal, but as coming from my perspective, I was so shy and insecure, and I never want to upset people too. I'm such a people pleaser. So that was upsetting, and I felt bad. I didn't want to upset him. And then I didn't get the answer for my boss. And it was just one of those moments, interviews where I'm like, I just have to move on and get the next interview. Like, it was upsetting, but
yeah, that's got to be challenging, is asking the questions that you really don't want to ask.
I know it is. And another story I have, which is a better one, was another big event on Hollywood Boulevard. And our host was supposed to be the one doing the interview. Sometimes it would be me. Sometimes it would be the main host of the show. And then I would be the one taking notes, directing the shoot, everything. So he was meant to do the interviews that day. And LA got super caught up with massive traffic, so nobody could get in. I got there extra early. So I was on the red carpet, and the red carpet was starting, and our host was not there yet. And so again, celebrities were arriving, and it was The Rock. And he arrives, he's walking up to our podium. I'm like, our host is not here. I'm semi-prepared to do this interview. I like know the questions, but I did not go into today thinking that I would be interviewing The Rock and doing these interviews. So The Rock comes onto our podium, and I had to just take over and do the interview. And again, unknown. Thankfully, I was prepared enough, and the interview went really well. And it was actually ended up being one of my very favorite interviews, because he's such a doll, and he's so fun to talk to. And it was such a cool interview to get. But I had to overcome, dive off the diving board and be like, Kaylee, shut off the shy, nervous, insecure. You're about to interview The Rock. Put the mic in your hand. Do the thing. Like, own it. And yeah, I did.
He seems like the type of personality that would make you feel instantly at ease.
Yeah, exactly. Thankfully, I got lucky with him, too. He is very kind.
You're like in awe of all these celebrities, because from a childhood, you're like just fascinated by all them. How did you switch off that kind of fandom?
Yeah,
right into a reporter? Because that would be hard to be like, can you take a selfie with me? Can you sign my autograph?
So true. I think it was the fact that I had a job to do. I think that really helped me. And it also gave me confidence. I was like, okay, I was hired to do this job. My job is to literally interview these people. So I switched from fandom in my mind to professional, to reporter. And again, just like flipping that identity. It keeps coming, now that I think about it, it keeps coming back to just my identity and deciding what I was going to hold on to and what I was going to let go and then what I was going to embrace. So at some points I look back, I'm like, I wish I would have been a little bit more of a fan and loosened up on the professionalism a little bit, because I would never even allow myself to take a selfie or take a photo with celebrities. And that's definitely not the end of the world. So many reporters take photos with the celebrities they interview, but there's so many times where I'm like, nope, I'm professional. I'm not going to ask for a photo. And I never did. And now looking back, I'm like, oh, I wish I had more photos with the celebrities I interviewed.
I'm sure they get bombarded with autographs and selfies and all that all the time. So I'm sure they respected that. Did they get to know you pretty well and say, hi, Kaylee, as soon as they'd come up? Because you're the first one.
Yeah. Every now and then it'd be like, oh, hey, like, I remember you. How are you doing? Good to see you again, especially the celebrities that are on carpet super often. One celebrity who was so kind, one of my favorite interviews, was Zoe Saldana, who's in Avatar and just a handful. She's in Marvel movies too, a handful of movies. But I did a sit-down interview with her and she could not have been more gracious and kind and sweet. And then after our interview, she ended up asking me if I wanted a photo with her, if we wanted to take a photo together. I'm like, I've never had a celebrity ask me for a photo, like, with them for me. It was so kind and sweet. So that was really lovely.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, which interview had the most impact on you?
I always think back to the Zoe one, because she was also so transparent. And this is what I really hone in on with our clients, because today we represent more so business owners, entrepreneurs, founders. But it always comes back to the transparency of their story. And that's exactly what Zoe did. She was so open about her personal life. And to an extent, she was very clear on what she wanted to speak about publicly. But she really opened up to me about her beautiful marriage and her husband and her beautiful children and being a mother and even the struggles. All of those things, which are beautiful sound bites and headlines for me as the reporter, because anything personal life, that's what celebrity news is. It's all about their personal lives for the most part, majority. And so I was really grateful that she was so open and willing to share insight on her life. But then the other side of it was, I just could see, wow, she's so whole and fulfilled and confident in herself to share these stories. And she's so strong to do so, knowing that it will be on the world's stage and everyone will read what she's saying right to me right now. And I thought that was so powerful, because she was just so transparent. And people, it's nerve-wracking to be transparent and you don't want to get judged or you don't want to say the wrong thing. But she was just so gracious about it. And that's the power of like storytelling, because those are the things that create the clicks, create the headlines. And there's a reason that those are the biggest stories, because audiences care the most about those personal stories. So this is what I always tell the founders that we work with is, yes, let's definitely your expertise, definitely talk about your business, all of those things, your credentials are incredible. That's what makes you the expert. But on the other side of that is your personal story. Like, what things have you overcome that led you from where you were to where you are today? What adversity have you gone through? What can you share that will ultimately help people connect with you, help you be memorable, and ultimately inspire audiences who are hearing your story?
Zoe must have felt very safe and comfortable with you, because I think you have to feel like you're in a safe, trusting spot to be able to be vulnerable too. I'm sure that you did a fabulous interview for her to be able to feel that way and feel that safeness, right? That you would honor her story too and not like sensationalize it or run with it a different way.
I know, that's true too. Thank you. And that's exactly what you're doing with this podcast. Like, you're creating such a safe space where it's like friends talking to friends and creating that safe space for people to open up and share their deepest, sometimes darkest stories that will ultimately help so many people that listen to it.
I love it. I appreciate that. Do you decide to evolve from the celebrities and the shifting from Hollywood stars to CEOs and entrepreneurs? Oh, and actually, before we start that, I understand you won 2 Emmys. What stories did you win those Emmys for?
Oh, yeah. Those were just one as a part of being the team of as part of the team at Entertainment Tonight. So every year they have a category for entertainment news show. And yeah, Entertainment Tonight wins very often. And so 2 of those years were the years that I was part of the team.
That's exciting. That must have been exciting.
My gosh, it was incredible, like beyond my wildest dreams. And that's like the power. That was actually something that was never like on my radar, never on my vision board, winning Emmys. And sometimes that's just the magic of going toward your dreams. And then you get like residual amazing other outcomes that you never would have expected. But yeah, it was really cool.
So for as much as your family was all like fascinated with the celebrities and everything like that, I would like to know what was happening at Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas dinner. They're probably like, Kaylee, tell us this. Kaylee, tell us that.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun. They felt very much like in the know of things. When I was West Coast reporter at Us Weekly magazine, like my name would be at the bottom of the news stories being like reporting by Kaylee. And so I would tell my family, I'm like, go grab the latest issue of Us Weekly magazine. Look for my name. It's so funny. But yeah, no, it was fun. It was fun to go back to my family and tell them the stories because they got me into it. They loved it as much as I did and do. And yeah, it was really fun to tell them all the things. And especially like just the random celebrities who maybe like my dad, for example, I interviewed Jimmy Buffett. Rest in peace. He recently passed away. Sadly, I love his music, but I interviewed Jimmy Buffett and made sure to get a photo of that and sent it to my dad. And that was one of the interview, like random interviews where he was like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud. That's so cool.
That would be exciting. And that's quite the exciting life to leave and then want to help CEOs and entrepreneurs. So what started that shift?
Yeah, it goes back to the power of people's stories and that transparency. Like 2020 hit. I was running around Hollywood working all these events and then everything shuts down. We're all at home. And I realized I had been in another pattern of burnout that I tried to leave like years prior. And then I realized I had gotten back into it where it was just go. And so being at home during the pandemic, I had time to just sit and be present and think about my life. And during that time, I was 29. I was turning 30 later that year. I had gone through a breakup. That felt a little bit blindsiding too. My job was basically shut down. Like it was just one of those massive like transition years. And that's when I couldn't picture my future. I was like, I have no idea what's next for me at all. Like, I don't know if I really want to continue doing celebrity news anymore. Who knows if this industry will even survive? Nobody knew. And that's when I found what I call my distant mentors. I just started consuming podcasts and audiobooks and reading articles, TV news segments, but more so podcasts. And that's when people outside of my Hollywood bubble, I felt like started showing up for me. Joe Dispenza, for example, him talking about neuroscience and his research and the power of your thoughts to heal yourself and to just manifest your deepest desires. Meditation. I started a meditation practice and I just learned all of these self-awareness things from these incredible experts that totally just reconfigured how I saw myself and how I saw my future. So that was the pivotal point that year where I was like, there are so many incredible people, experts who are sharing their stories and sharing their expertise who are outside of Hollywood, who helped me immensely. And I was like, they need to be seen on media, big media platforms, because celebrities get so much attention and it's wonderful and entertainment is really important and visibility and all those things. But I just realized I really wanted to help experts and thought leaders and people with really powerful, positive, impactful messages be seen on media platforms so they could ultimately reach the audiences who need to hear from them, because I felt like all these people had made themselves visible for me. I just literally consumed like every podcast episode possible on topics of like neuroscience and manifestation and the power of your thoughts and meditation and just all of these self-awareness tools and self-development tools. So that was what triggered my idea to start my agency, was to just use all of my media background, knowing how it works to get that visibility in the media and to instead shine that spotlight on these incredible thought leaders so they can reach audiences who are struggling and need to hear like what they have to teach and need to hear what their personal stories are. And I was also inspired by CEOs who were building incredible companies who had the most insane and inspiring stories before their success. And I just love the power of the media, because especially podcasts too, because they are so open and vulnerable. It's like you get a sneak peek into conversations that you would have never been able to be a part of or listen to ever. It's like those doors have just like totally been thrown wide open for anybody. And so I really respect all of these incredible people who make themselves visible and tell their stories, because it can just change a person's life. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. There's just, that's why I like interviewing everyday, ordinary, but they're extraordinary people.
Yeah.
Because you don't know the story of the neighbor next to you or the person sitting on the bus beside you. And a lot of them have such incredible stories of overcoming or trauma or whatever. And you just have no idea. It's a different level of connection, because you're just like the person next to you. You're just like that. You're not like a celebrity. So you can't almost, yeah, even though their trauma might be similar, you can't relate to them. There's just something that's just feels like they're above or beyond,
yeah,
your similar situation. So yeah, I like hearing stories from, because that inspire. And yes, of course, even CEOs that have risen from nothing to powerful. I love hearing that. Do you have any success stories of those multifaceted CEOs or founders who have benefited from Uplevel Agency?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We work with incredible people. And I love that we work with people who are multifaceted. And by that, I mean, they have multiple layers of their expertise, but then also they have, maybe they do have expertise in mindset or self-development, or they have these really powerful stories where they've learned incredible lessons that they've, where they've overcome things that they can speak about and they're open to speaking about. But yeah, for our founders that we work with, we get them on podcasts consistently. We get them, one of my clients, we started with these two sisters, and we actually all went to high school together. So it was really fun to reconnect. And they are experts in plant medicine, and they have a psychedelic medicine therapy coaching like container. And so when we first started working with them, they had a brand new business. They were less than a year old, new website, new socials. And so we started just building up that momentum and getting them, positioning them as the experts that they were with their credentials in psychedelic medicine. And we started reaching out to journalists. They started speaking on news stories. We started booking them on podcasts, one after the other. And then especially as things changed and psychedelic medicine started to become decriminalized, legalization, then they started speaking on TV, on like different TV news programs. Oh, wow. And so they just started to build up that credibility and reputation and really started to be seen as the thought leaders in their industry by starting to get all of this press. And it just really started to snowball and snowball more and more, to the point where they launched their own podcast, ended up having a bunch of people that they had met along the way on their show. They kept getting invited on more and more podcasts. They got invited to speak at different really big events in the psychedelic space. And then by six months after starting with them, when they had zero press whatsoever, we got them featured in Forbes, which was, wow, a huge, it's just so exciting. Like, nothing makes me more excited than like something as big as a Forbes feature, all about them, all about their program and their business. And that was just, that ended up totally just catapulting their place in the industry. Like, everyone in their industry started to know who they were, inviting them to things. And it just, even another thing that happened is like one podcast interview they did the day that it got published, their group coaching program got sold out, and then they started a wait list for the first time. So it's just, I feel like there's a little bit of magic in the power of the media. You just never know what can spark and what can happen and what can flow from these interviews and this visibility, because so many eyeballs see it. It's just a matter of who comes into your orbit and how they do. But yeah, that campaign was really powerful and one of my favorites.
So basically, if somebody's working with you, be prepared for success. Make sure if you're selling something that you're fully ready to be catapulted to success, right?
I know, right? I know. And you just, yeah, you definitely want to be prepared, because you never know. It's really exciting. I tell my clients just to have that website stable, have it be ready for eyeballs to come to you. Maybe have a funnel to get people onto your email list. But ultimately, the magic is into the networking. It's like connecting with our podcast hosts, and then they become friends, and then it leads to this, leads to that. Journalists, producers, all of the things. It comes back to the human connection piece. You just never know. One of my clients did an interview, and then he ended up connecting with the company's like marketing agency, and he ended up getting like a 5-figure brand deal just from that one podcast interview because of the people that he met there and how great the interview went. And it's just, that is like the beautiful magic of what can happen with media. And I love it. It gets me so excited.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So what values and principles makes the Uplevel agency different than other agencies? And because there's a lot of agencies out there. But I think the reason I was drawn to you, too, is because of your why. And also the fact that I think if anybody can leave that kind of celebrity lifestyle and the glitz and the glamour to run and really help the everyday person and help other people succeed, I think that shows your genuine caring for other people and what they have to offer versus just wanting the publicity of everything.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I know. I think it's just so many people helped me when I was going through such a dark time. And it was people who don't even know that I exist. But to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, you are everything to me. And I keep up with anything that anytime they're on a new podcast or anytime there's a book, I'm like, you just helped me so much change my life. And now I just couldn't feel more in my purpose and in alignment and fulfilled. And so I think it's just a matter of like gratitude for that and wanting to not only give back to people who are doing incredible things in the world and making a positive impact, but also facilitating their ability to reach the people who need to hear from them because it helped me so much. I just want anyone who's struggling the way that I was to feel seen and to feel inspired and to like get that motivation to live a whole and fulfilled and just like beautiful life. And I think the power of the media is just so strong and it can really do that for people. So I'm grateful for all of the platforms that are out there.
You can definitely tell that you have a passion to want other people to succeed. And that's a rare quality because a lot of people in the world nowadays, it's a me, how can I get myself from here to here? Who do I need to step on to get there? But it seems like you have a very genuine passion for wanting other people to be successful, and you get incredible excitement when you see them succeeding and doing well. And so I think that's wonderful. You're just like a couple years older than my oldest daughter. It's just impressive to me, given as young as you are, and I'm sure maybe you don't feel young, I don't know, but to me, you're young, to want that for other people and to also just even have the courage to leave everything and start your own business and start this, because anytime we do that, there's always risk, obviously, but good for you for doing that. Aww.
Thank you. Thank you.
And finding your why and finding your purpose.
Thank you. That's so good to say. I really appreciate that. It means a lot. And I love what you're doing too. Like just having this platform for people to share their stories. This is exactly what I need and what I needed and what helped me. So I'm just so grateful that you've created this platform for people to feel empowered to share their stories and then for other people to be inspired by them. So
I appreciate that. Halfway through our interview, I'm like, wait a minute, I should be nervous. I'm interviewing a person that interviews.
Oh my gosh. No, my gosh, you've done so.
Oh my goodness, do I ask the right questions? Now I'm starting to doubt myself. Oh my goodness.
No, your interview style is fantastic. Like you said, it's just a safe space. It feels so beautiful. And it really does. It doesn't feel like an interview. Like it feels just a lovely conversation between friends. It's wonderful.
I'm glad that you feel that way. Once you're my friend, you're always my friend.
Oh, that's so sweet. I know that's the power of connection between, even if it's just through a medium, like a media platform, it's still so powerful. It's a lot more powerful when you are face-to-face in person. But if that can't be the case, then a podcast platform and listening to an interview or something like that is an amazing alternative.
Yeah, I agree. So looking ahead, what are some goals and aspirations for yourself personally or the Uplevel agency?
Yeah, oh my gosh. I just want to be able to help more people who are ready to make a bigger impact and who are ready and willing and excited to make a bigger impact and reach as many audiences as possible. It is scary to get press and to put yourself out there and to do these interviews. And I totally empathize with that. So I'm just excited for really aligned, purpose-driven, heart-centered people to come into my orbit and for us to connect and for me to be able to just totally skyrocket their reach to make a really big impact on people who need to hear from them. So that's just my main focus, trying to put it out into the universe that I'm ready for more and more purpose-driven people to come into my world. And yeah, just see that growth and impact is what I'm focusing on.
So if you were interviewing yourself, what question would you ask yourself? What's something you would want others to know about you?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's a hard one.
And that's what everyone says when I ask it. It's usually the last question I ask people is, what do you want other people to know about you that they don't already know?
Maybe it could be something goofy. At the beginning of the call, I was talking about how my dad is like very funny and goofy and loud and outgoing. And I never thought of myself as that. But as I've gotten older and as I've formed deeper relationships, especially with like my best friend, we were best friends throughout our 20s. And now my fiance, like people who have gotten really close to me tell me, they're like, you are very funny. You're very goofy. You're hilarious. And it's nice to feel seen in all of yourself because you have a perspective of what you put out to the world and then also your perspective of who you think you are. And then it's really nice for people who get really close to you to shine a light on other things that are really fun about you that you're like proud of. And also for me, I felt like it gave me the permission to lean into more of that funny, goofy side. I'm still working on it because really only the people who are super close to me see it. But yeah, I guess maybe that other side, obviously everyone has so many layers to them, but it's nice when people see those deeper layers and then it gives you, at least gives me the confidence to give more energy to those different layers that I don't always express. So I really like to like quote movies and do silly voices, and nothing makes me happier than like making people laugh, even though, which is so weird because I grew up very like shy and insecure. So again, it's a contrast, but yeah.
That's good to know. It is always nice to know what somebody wants other people to know, because I think that's a deeper layer to ourselves, because we all put off this perception in the world. We all show a side, but in reality, I think we all want somebody to really know us too and know that who we are and don't just judge my face value. That's why I love that question. And a lot of answers have been serious and stuff like that. But I did have one girl, Lindsay, she said, want people to know that I love Elvis.
That's so cute.
I just love that.
It's so cute. I love that. No, that's such a great question. I love that question. It definitely makes you think. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Just because we had to look inside ourselves and what we really want people to know. When I first started, almost the first six interviews I did, by the sixth one, I was just in tears because they all answered exactly the same answer. And that was that they want people to know that they love them. And I was like, wow, what are the odds that all of you would have the same exact answer?
That's crazy. And that's beautiful. Oh my God, my heart. That is so sweet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if we just open up and start talking to strangers and start talking to people, we'll be surprised at the connections that we made, because your fiance and my husband, they were strangers before they came into our lives. So.
I know. That's so true. And it goes back to through that lens of love. Even when driving, you can get annoyed at somebody or walk down the street. But if you come from and view life through the lens of love and just thinking, I have empathy for this person, I don't know them, but I just want to exude love into the world. It reframes your whole mindset on how you view everything. And that has to start with the love that you have for yourself and filling that cup so you can pour it into others. But I love that answer. Just being like, you are loved. Yep. Nothing's more powerful. I'm a sucker for love in all forms.
But I was telling my niece the other day, because she's like, we were talking about just getting our makeup on and our hair done. Even if I go to the gym, I get my hair and makeup done. And she's like, why? And she's 16. And I'm like, because I learned a long time ago that you make the morning, you getting ready and you feeling confident about yourself and doing your hair and makeup, no matter what it is, what you're going to do while you're in your house getting ready, it's all about you. The second you walk out that door, it should be all about everybody else. Because you go out and approach the world with confidence, you're not out there going, oh, my hair's not done right, or I don't feel right, because you're consumed about yourself. But if you leave completely ready and put together, then as soon as you step out the door, you can make it about everybody else.
Oh, that's so true. That's so beautiful. I love that. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, in a perfect world, that's not always reality. It seems to be that when you walk out the door and you're not done up, you run into somebody from high school or run into somebody that you haven't seen in years.
That's so true. I know you have to have that just self-care, whatever makes you feel so good, whether it is.
Like, it doesn't have to be hair and makeup, just as long as you feel good and confident, and then you can make it about other people. Well, I've enjoyed this interview. I've enjoyed this time with you.
Yeah, Lisa, thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful. It's so lovely speaking with you, and I appreciate all of your insightful, thoughtful questions.
Well, I appreciate you and all you're doing.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much. So lovely to reconnect and to see you and to talk about everything. And you're so lovely. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Let's definitely keep in touch.
Thank you. Have a lovely sunny day.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode of the Trusted Friend Podcast. For more information on Kaylee and how to reach her, if you're interested in leveling up your entrepreneurship, see links in the episode description. To our listeners in the Calgary area, we can't wait to see you at the Besties Brunch on May 11th. It's going to be a day filled with inspiration, connection, and meaningful conversations. And I might add, wear shades of pink. Remember, tickets are available on Eventbrite by searching the word besties. Until next time, stay true to your dreams, cherish your friendships. If any of the episodes you hear resonate with you, please consider subscribing so you never miss an episode in those moments when you want something to listen to. Remember, you are not alone on your journey. The Trusted Friend Podcast is here to accompany you, offering insights, inspiration, and a friendly voice when you need it most. Until next time, stay tuned to your dreams and keep moving forward with courage and conviction. And of course, be kind. You just don't know what someone is going through. I'm your host, Lisa Helton, and you're listening to the Trusted Friend Podcast. See you next week, my friends.